seemed like Marcus Harris had a pretty good day yesterday.
He's had a few good days.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he, you know, that was his first experience with the starters, really. Did he, I mean, did he look like he could belong there? Or?
He had a pretty good day. How's that?
What is it about him that sort of stuck
out? He stayed out there. He's a tough kid. He's had some nicks, but he's out there every day. He works hard at it. He can go on special teams. He caught the ball well yesterday, as you saw. He's usually in the right spot. So.
How's Kelsey Quarles doing?
He's got an ankle sprain, so he won't play in this game.
With guys like Harris, is that more of a credit to the people who find guys like him and Victor Cruz and the undrafted people, or is that more a credit to a guy like Eli who kind of helped bring them along in practice and get involved?
Say the ability that the person who takes advantage of the opportunity is where it starts. Now, certainly you have to have a compliment around you and you have to be supported by others, but to be able to come in and be focused and work hard, to stay out there day in and day out, and be persistent the way this young man has been, that's a good thing.
We didn't see him much on the practice squad last year. How much has he gotten better?
Well, he's gotten better enough for you to recognize the fact that he's working hard at it, and he did a nice job the other night too.
Larry continues to make some pretty impressive catches in practice. Do you think he separated himself at all from that group? Or?
I think they're all fighting for opportunities, for play time, for recognition. Larry's had done some very good things, and we're hoping he continues to do that.
How much does the pecking order change? You know, in the past, you've rotated guys a lot in that spot.
Well, they'll be rotated through again. Yeah, they'll be rotated through. Kellen Davis is a guy that got work late in the game the other night. He'll get more work this week too.
Will Adrian get any snaps with the reps with the ones?
Well, he gets in there once in a while with the ones. He was in there the other night with them. When the two tight ends are on the field together, he was in there.
Usually in the second preseason game, the first team gets a few more snaps. This is kind of a weird situation because it's really the first week of preseason games. What's your
Well, if there is a normal role, I suppose you're describing it. Our guys will play the same amount or maybe a little bit more than they did before. I still want to see, if we can, everybody that's dressed and able to play, I'd like to see them all.
How difficult is it to gauge the kickoff return unit when everyone's putting these kickoffs out of the end zone?
Well, you can't.
I mean, even the other night, there's nothing you could do, right?
No, but in a way, you're saying if it's a fifth preseason game, it might be a good thing. I'm serious. Not that that's where, you know, if you were going to take the fifth preseason game, you might say, let's put the ball down on the 25 and go, you know, because of obviously that's where you get some people nicked. So, but as you progress, you're right. You need to see it. But it's given us an extra week of practice. So, you know, whether it happens this week or not, it's going to happen.
You encouraged to see a little bit more out of Beckham yesterday, and is that a positive sign?
Well, he is getting better. He is getting better, and they're doing a lot with him, and I think he's responding pretty well the next day. He's not that sore, so I think he's close.
He didn't seem to catch passes, though, with quarterbacks. You had mentioned that was a possibility. What was the thinking behind that?
We didn't have any quarterbacks to throw to him. We were trying to get you out there to throw to him. He's been working with it. The trainers throw the ball to him. It's not a big factor, but it's the idea that he runs some routes, I guess, is what they really want to see, whether there's a ball involved or not.
I'm ready if
he
wants.
Do you see Beeson doing more things on the sidelines, and do you think he's getting a little bit closer?
Well, he's running, you know, which is a good thing.
He gets more on pace to beat the opener?
He's. We'll see, yeah.
Schwartz back today, or?
He's going to work today.
What's the plan with Beattie? Is he a chance to play Saturday, or is he held out again?
No, he's not going to play. He'll play the following week, but this week they're going to hold him.